Quiriguati is a land of red earth and intense heat. Fertile farmland stretches as far as the eye can see. In Paraguay, 1% of the population owns nearly 80% of the productive land. The landlocked South American nation's inequalities often bubble over into conflict. 33-year-old Martina Paredes knows exactly how it feels. June the 15th, 2012 is etched into her memory.
That day I went to work early, and when I got to the road, there were what seemed like 600 police officers there. I was worried because I knew my brothers were over there. So when I got to work, I began calling one of them, but their phone was switched off. From the road, you could hear a helicopter and then what sounded like high-caliber gunfire.
Among the 11 landless peasants that lost their life that day, two of Martina's brothers died, 28-year-old Fermin and Luis, 25. Martina's brothers had been occupying disputed land known as Marina Cue in the hands of the Riquelme family. Under Alfredo Stroessner's 35-year military rule, which lasted until 1989, land was handed out to friends and supporters. Paperwork was also falsified. Ignacio Vera, from the National Institute for Rural and Land Development, explains the local situation.
Land distribution here is bad. There were 203 farms, or 400,000 hectares, of land given away in an irregular way during the dictatorship. On a national level, we're talking about 13 million hectares and 400,000 landless peasants.
The official investigation into Quiriguati states that the peasants opened fire first. In March, the UN Commission for Human Rights published a critique calling for an impartial report. 12 peasants are in prison or under house arrest, awaiting trial later this year. The defence claims the public prosecutor has covered up facts. The families of those who died have left the Riquelme land, but others have replaced them. Agapita Elena Duarte is one of them. She talks next to her orange tent, near a simple shrine of crosses dedicated to those who died last year.
The families of those who died or are in prison have left out of fear. We're afraid too, but we're being peaceful. We'll wait here peacefully until our demands are answered.
Paraguay's land issue is critical, and there is little sign of a resolution. Ed Stocker, RFI, Quiriguati, Paraguay.